2 degrees West, A Walk Along England's Meridian by Nicholas Crane, read by Paul Shelley. Sea level, Northumberland. Between incoming waves, I hopscotched across the seaweed and brine and began to climb. A boot jam in a wet cleft, then a squirm to the dry rock of a tilted ledge, the rucksack catching. 3 moves brought my nose level with land. 1 final heave, and I was on the clifftop, where I flipped open the compass and laid it on the map. "You's lost!" Beside me was a woman with 2 bulging plastic carrier bags. "Not yet. Where's you's gunnin'?" "Dorset, down 2 degrees west." Unconventional behaviour requires an implausible explanation. Mine was that I was following a line of longitude. The Winkle collector scurried off along the cliff. 2 degrees west ran from one end of England to the other, from the North Sea by Berwick-upon-Tweed to the Isle of Purbeck on the English Channel. It was the only line of longitude marked on the maps of the Ordnance Survey, who called it the Central Meridian, or the Line of Zero Convergence. For 577.96 kilometres, it cut an absolutely straight, logical course up and down dale through field and suburb, river and wood. The 100 or so villages and towns that it randomly selected did not include any leading tourist resorts, cultural hotspots, or award-winning cities. As a route, it was counterintuitive, a cross-section through England that would make me a stranger in my own land. I called it England's Meridian. Off to the northwest of this Northumbrian breakwater reared Needle's Eye, a great rock arch threaded with foam.